We're trying to get it so that the students get an opportunity to have some exposure to the vocational programs when they're in high school to see if that's a career that they would like to participate in. You know, we have a shortage of workers in pretty much all fields, but, you know, we had an excellent vocational training program in the 60s and 70s at the high school and in the two-year college program, and that, you know, kind of went by the wayside over the years, and now we're bringing that. When I say we, it's a lot of people involved in the we category. It's the high schools, the colleges, the community schools, and the community colleges. It's a whole group of folks that are working on getting the technology and the vocational training programs back in existence, and it's come. It's come along rather well, and you know, when we start taking a look at programs like the program in Redwood Fall at the Redwood Valley High School, and I have to compliment the staff, the school board, and the administration there for making that, pulling that thing together, and Orrin Estevo for spearheading the financial part of it. There's a lot of people that really have seen that. And I'm really excited about that program. And so it's things like that that we need to keep moving forward in order to promote young folks to go into the vocational trades.